There's encouraging news from this year's State of Homelessness report.
This year we saw a 6% decrease in the overall population of people experiencing homelessness, which actually goes against the national trend, which has been increasing slightly. So we're thrilled about that. Obviously, there's a lot more work to do.
That's Megan Stewart, director of the Housing and Homelessness Coalition of Central New York. Their annual report shows a 42% decrease of homelessness on the streets since 2016. For the first time, the presentation included panelists who were once homeless. Tim Donovan of Cayuga County lost everything to alcoholism. Now 13 years sober, he's involved in several organizations that help the homeless.
I didn't want to be homeless, but when you lose, you know, your job, your income, you become dependent. You become dependent on social services, and I said all the resources in your community to survive.
For me, it was a hard realization to actually go through what I've seen people on the streets go through for a long time. I never thought it could happen to me. And inside, it was demoralizing, but it made me more resilient.
That's 23-year-old Tyrese Miller, who became homeless at age 17 when he was abandoned by his parents. He's now working at the Boys and Girls Club. Megan Stewart with the Housing and Homelessness Coalition says they're focusing on ending youth homelessness over the next year because people under the age of 24 are exceptionally vulnerable. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.